Welcome into the Iterate Sports Podcast. I'm Chandler Carney, and with me as always, Bray Scott.
What's up?
Not much, man. How's your week been?
Been a pretty boring week. Work's been good, though.
Yeah, work has been good.
They're changing the air conditioners in 500 building. It's where my classrooms are. So we've just hung out in the – we've been hanging out in the gym the past 2 days. Got some shots up.
Kind of shitty that they're changing the air conditioner when it's going to get cold now.
I mean, it runs heat, too.
Okay, you got me on that one.
I mean, come on, man.
Well, you didn't say they were changing the central unit. You just
no,
said
they're
the
changing
air conditioner.
The unit out.
I didn't know if it could have been a window unit for all I know.
You should have inferred. It's a 5-8. I'm not going to go there. They do. They probably do have window units.
I mean, it's not, like even at Ole Miss, like I've been in classrooms at Ole Miss that had window units. Did you ever take classes over there in like Leevale?
No.
Yeah, dude, it was tough.
That's pathetic.
Yeah. I had a it was like an English my first semester there was like an English literature lab. And every Monday at 1 o'clock we had to go there with our little group to actually do the work for the class. Because it was like a class for like 300 students.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah. Cause the class was Monday, Wednesday.
Friday.
Yeah, I think it was Friday, too. It was like 9:30. No, it wasn't Friday. It was just Monday, Wednesday, because we had the lab.
Yeah.
And it was like 9:30 to whatever. And, yeah, and so we had to go to that lab at 1 every Monday. But, and that's all that was in there. And it's, you know, September, and it is hot as balls.
Well, at least they had a window unit.
Yeah.
Did it work?
Yeah, like it worked. But there it was like it, the classroom was... Like, I'm not even kidding you, man. It was smaller than my living room.
That's not great.
And, yeah, and there was 20 people in it, and we're in a circle.
No, that's too much. That's yeah. Too many bodies.
Yeah, it was tough.
Yeah, that window unit's not doing it.
Nah. Good times, though. It was a good class. You know, it's just everybody, you had to talk. Because if you didn't talk in it, it was... You get like a 0 for the week.
I would not have fared well in that class.
Yeah, you just learn to just suck it up and go with it at some point, you know?
That's right up your alley, though. You can talk to a brick wall.
Yeah, but you're having to talk about literature and stuff. Like, I remember, like we read Beowulf, which I had read that in high school. And then we read, we read a whole bunch of stuff, like Canterbury Tales, Paradise Lost. So
you lost me, not a big reader.
Paradise Lost is pretty good. Like,
just hadn't reached that stage in my life yet.
You're not a literature teacher, so.
No, thank God.
I mean, I can give you the concept of what it is.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
Well, basically, it's inhale, and it takes you through the eyes of, like, the devil.
I'm good. I'll pass.
Well, I mean, I'm just telling you, like, the synopsis.
No. Moving on.
You should read it. So, well, okay, since you don't read it, what do you finish Entourage?
Yeah.
What do you think?
One of the best TV shows I've ever watched. It's not Trailer Park Boys, but it's up there.
Dude, let me tell you, man. I tried for like 2 years to get you to watch that show, didn't I?
Yes. I finally carved out time. I mean, because when I watch a show, you know this, like, I'm in the show.
Oh,
like,
yeah, dude.
I'm going to finish it, and depends on how long. I'm going to finish it in 2-3 weeks.
You watched Friday Night Lights, all of it, in 1 week.
Yeah, because I had COVID. Worked out.
That's a good show, too.
Great show.
Well, I mean, I bought you something since you finished Entourage.
What's that?
So, I bought you the Entourage movie.
Let's go.
Yeah, so we'll watch that after we finish with this.
Review coming next week.
Yeah. I mean, the movie just kind of ends it all.
I know what I'm ready for.
The Peaky Blinders movie?
Yes. That show was awesome.
Yeah, it's a pretty good show. I've just been watching House of the Dragon every Sunday night.
See? Not there.
I've been watching Industry on HBO.
House of the Dragon would be a good show for Logan to come on and discuss with you.
Yeah, it would be. But here's the thing about Logan. He hates us, and he doesn't like spending time with us.
Apparently.
So, I don't even know why he's friends with us. Because he doesn't do anything with us.
I mean, me and Logan hang out all the time.
Yeah, but Logan never hangs out with me. I'm surprised he said yes to being in my wedding.
Maybe it's you.
Maybe. Speaking of the wedding stuff, finally did everything for the rehearsal dinner, and we picked out tuxes.
What are we going with?
So the Navy suits, you know?
Yeah.
Or tuxes, whatever. Mulberry ties.
Mulberry? Is that maroon?
It's mulberry.
Is it maroon?
It's... Some would say maroon.
Okay, well, you...
Marley just wanted you and Logan to know that it is indeed mulberry.
Okay, if you have to dress it up and say mulberry,
it's maroon.
It's maroon. It's a shade of maroon. Just know how much I love y'all for this.
Damn, dude, I got to wear it, too.
I know. This will be like the third time in my life I've ever worn maroon.
Well, see, I went to Clara growing up, so I wore maroon.
So, see, you, like, okay, we'll say it's Clara.
Yeah, okay, it's Clara. It's a Clara.
Okay, that'll get me through it. That's easier than maroon.
Yeah, I think I have a picture of it right here. She sent it to me. But I told her I didn't want to do the vest. I was like, no, like, I'm not a big fan of the vest.
I gotta show off my chest, man. This nice bird chest needs to be seen.
All right, here it is. All right, this is basically the concept.
Oh, those are sweet. I like the shoes.
Yes, that's actually why we're going to do the tuxes. Like, I wanted to like, buy a suit. And then, you know, everybody gets to keep it because it's like $200, $250 to rent a tux.
Yeah.
But you can buy, a pretty decent suit for that price.
Easily.
And then I was like...
Everybody's isn't going to be the same.
Well, not that. It was everybody's shoes wouldn't be the same. And I even pitched the idea that I would buy, like, all my groomsmen and everything shoes, like, to match.
That'd be a lot of money.
And we just decided it would just be easier. Marley decided it would be easier just to do a tux.
And you have to agree.
And I agreed. Obviously, I would agree with anything. But also, I get where she was coming from with the whole shoes not matching. Because I went to a wedding and their shoes didn't match. And I was like...
It does not look good.
It did not.
Everybody needs to match.
So, this is just the easiest way to do that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, fun stuff ahead in the old marriage.
Well, how'd moving your mom go?
That was awful, dude. Let me tell you. I love my mama to death, but I don't know if I could ever move her again.
Well,
okay, let me tell you what she tells us. So, Friday I get off work, I come home, I grab my bag, and then I go to Wayne's to Clara to pick up Mackenzie, and then we go to Jackson that night, okay? And we get there, and my mom's like, just doesn't have anything hardly packed, first of all. And then tells us, well, I was gonna hire people to move.
Pain.
But then y'all said y'all would do it. So I didn't. And I was like, Mama, what are you talking about? You didn't even ask me, would I? You just said, come move me. Like, hey, I'm moving out on this day. And then my response was, so I take it that you want me to help you move. And you were like, well, I was hoping you would. Like, obviously, I'm not going to say no to that. You know what I mean?
You have to, yeah.
And I was like, Mama, I would have paid. I would have paid for people to move you.
Yes, moving sucks. I hate moving, helping people move.
And then she didn't get the U-Haul. Like, she only got the U-Haul until 2 o'clock that day. And I was like, Mama, this is not.
Y'all had to hustle.
I was like, this isn't going to. There's no way on God's green earth we can. Wake up in the morning, go get that U-Haul at 8, load that U-Haul, take it to the new apartment, unload that U-Haul, and then take it back by 2 o'clock. It is not logistically possible.
Did you get it done?
No. I mean, when we went to the U-Haul place, I talked to the guy. I was like, hey, man, we'll bring this. Can we get this back tomorrow by noon? He's like, yeah, that's fine. You got it for 24 hours.
Clutch.
I was like, bet.
Clutch.
So, didn't have to worry about, you know, anything like that. But and I drove that U-Haul and it was, let me tell you, man,
driving in Jackson's terrible.
Well, the U-Haul sucked. Like, it was like a 1992 GMC U-Haul, not one of the new Fords that they have.
Yeah.
So it did not drive smooth.
No.
It was struggling. I think I hit every curb I saw.
Jesus, man. like a woman driving. Oopsies.
Yeah, well, and when we were going to the apart, her new apartment, it was like a very tight squeeze. Like, you might have like a, not even a foot on each side, you know?
Yeah.
And so, like, I had to get over the curb just to be able to get up in there because there was something in the middle and it angled. It was weird.
Not made for a U-Haul.
No, it was not. Especially doing a right turn in a U-Haul.
Compact entrance.
It was tough. But, I mean, her new place is nice. We got her, you know, everything unloaded, moved in. So, hopefully she's unpacking now. I don't know.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. She has all this fancy furniture stuff. Like, she has one of those, like, Sleep Number things. And let me tell you, dude, those things are a pain in the rear.
Good to sleep on, though.
Dude, it was so heavy. And then she has a sectional couch, and it has, like, motors in it instead of just, you know. And it was, oh, my. Putting that thing back together was a hassle.
You got a good workout.
Oh, yeah, dude. I was so sore the next day. My back was just this tight.
Jesus.
I had to do some hammies and some glute stretches.
Getting old, man.
Yeah, it was tough. So, in saying all of that, I got to watch zero college football.
That's never ideal.
Dude, two straight weeks I haven't gotten to watch football.
Well, at least this week you'll be back on track.
Yeah, I'm not doing... Dude, Saturday is just going to be a glorious day.
You didn't miss nothing with the Ole Miss game, though. Be glad you didn't watch it.
Well, you know, the only game I really got to watch was the Saints game this week. And let me tell you, I think I'd rather just have unpacked boxes than sit down and watch that game.
That's the same sentiment I had towards the Ole Miss game, dude. Like, that we played as bad as you can play and still win a game is the best way I can describe it. As bad as you can possibly look and still win a game. We gave up over 250 yards rushing.
That ain't good.
No.
That definitely ain't good knowing he's coming into town this weekend.
Exactly. I'm worried. I am extremely worried. Couldn't move the ball to save our life in the second half. Couldn't block me and you. Come, like, we could play.
Well,
D-line.
I mean, like, I could get somebody not being able to block me, but you.
That's how bad it was. Like, couldn't block us. Was terrible. Couldn't move the ball. Nothing was working in the second half. Granted, there was like 15,000 people there in the second half compared to the 30 in the first.
Well, did it look like it was going to be a rout at halftime?
Yes.
So, do you blame them for leaving?
Yes.
You blame them for leaving?
Yes, don't leave. What do you have better to do?
Dude, you've been to the night scene, the bar scene in Oxford?
You don't have anything better. Support. It's a 3 o'clock kick. Nothing's happening at the bar until after 6 or 7.
Right? Yeah, but you get to the bar at that time so you can beat the cover.
I ain't worried. They ain't worried about that. They got the money. They'll be okay.
Dude, I'm just telling you what they're thinking.
They'll be okay.
They're not going to stay.
I know. It pisses me off.
It shouldn't. It shouldn't bother you.
It does bother me because Kiffin's going to leave.
Okay. And guess what? If he leaves, they'll get somebody else in here.
Yeah, but I mean.
Hey, I hear Matt Lewis looking for a job.
No. Ole Miss would turn into my secondary football team.
Have you gotten a secondary team yet?
No, not yet.
Have you gotten a different finalist list? What's your three finalists?
I have no idea right now.
All right, pick them right now.
I don't know.
Well, we're going to go through them.
I don't know. Like, I'll get back to you on that.
I think South Alabama is still, you know, kind of at the top of mind. Yeah. I'm kind of really liking Texas Tech. I like Zach Kittley.
Really?
The OC at Tech. I think they're going to be able to do a lot of good things. You know, man, but I kind of keep coming back to Kansas State and climbing.
It's not a bad pick.
Because when you pick a secondary team, I think you have to like the coach more than – because you're not necessarily rooting for – team as much as you are the coach. Yeah, because like I'm rooting for Ole Miss regardless.
Yeah, that was my thing with Oklahoma.
Yeah, right. Like you like Lincoln Riley.
Lincoln Riley was my guy.
But you really don't want to root for USC.
I mean, no, but I mean
it's kinda like you wouldn't hate to see him, you know, win a natty.
Right,
no. But also it's like I don't really want to tune in for USC.
No. Exactly. Like Ohio State's up there.
Yeah.
I've always sort of liked Ohio State. So they're up there. I would say Wake Forest, but I mean, Hartman's gone.
Yeah, and I'm not a huge Clemson fan.
I like the Miami brand, but I mean, I don't like Crystal Ball.
Yeah, overrated.
Yeah. So, I mean,
I saw where they lost to Middle Tennessee State.
Yeah, that was bad. So, and that further leads me to think that A&M's really not that good.
Oh, yeah, I don't think A&M's that good. I think Arkansas kind of pissed that game away a little bit, just looking at kind of like the highlights of it and everything. Nobody know why KJ was diving for a touchdown from the 5-yard line.
No, and I mean, like, even with that, did you see the return?
Yeah.
Right.
And he just handed it back to the defender, and he just took it.
Yeah, like, so, crazy play. So, like, that changed the entire, like, they go in and score there, that game's over. Like, A&M doesn't win, and we're looking at A&M completely different right now.
And you're looking at Arkansas-Alabama completely different.
Yeah. Not saying Arkansas wins this week, but they always play Alabama really tough.
Yeah, and it's in Fayetteville. But I think the craziest thing about that game was the doink.
Off the top of the upright.
And doesn't go in. Like, yeah.
That hurt.
Yeah, I think we could live 100 more years and we may never see that happen again.
I mean, it happened twice this week.
Who else did it?
I don't remember the game, but I saw it happen twice. Like, two people did that.
Like, that's just crazy. Did you see Jimmy G step out of bounds for the safety?
Yeah, Dan Orlovsky is not the only one anymore. He's still the worst.
Oh, yeah, that was awful. Because he took, like, 20 steps out. Like, he was sprinting out.
He was running away from Jared Allen. He's like, don't hit me, don't hit me. He had no idea he was in the back of the end zone. At least Jimmy G was on his way to getting the ball out.
So what's your biggest takeaway from the weekend in college football? I mean, Georgia kind of played like crap from what I hear.
They didn't look great. I didn't see much of it, but I mean, from the score, they didn't look great. But it's Georgia. They'll be fine. The biggest thing I take away is that Michigan and Clemson are not who we thought they were, or not who the rankings think they are. They're very average.
Yeah.
Like, they're not elite. They're not bad football teams by any stretch, but they're not great. They're not 4 and 5 in the country. Like, they're very vulnerable.
Yeah, I definitely can agree with that. What do you think Wake Forest can do going forward? Because, I mean, they look pretty good against Clemson. And I know that that's kind of like you're saying, Clemson's, you know, well, they're overrated. But they're still a pretty decent football team defensively. And then for Wake Forest offense to go out there and do that, do you think that that's going to give them, you know, credibility going forward?
I mean, I think it has to. Like, as long as you value Clemson as what Clemson is, and Wake goes out and continues to win football games, I mean,
they got a big one this week.
Who they got?
Florida State.
Yeah. That game will go a long way in deciding who Wake is.
Like, yeah.
If they win this game, it's going to springboard them, and they can run through the ACC and possibly finish second, third, depending on what side they're in, and give themselves a realistic look at a New Year's Six Bowl. But if they lose this game, they could also spiral and they lose one or two more and they're sitting there in the Citrus Bowl or Liberty Bowl or something like that.
Yeah, I think what I learned just from going back, looking at scores, looking at highlights, and going through different things, I think Minnesota is going to be in Indianapolis at the end of the year.
Yeah, the Big Ten West is terrible.
Yeah. So
Wisconsin's not Wisconsin. Michigan State is dog shit. they are on my no pick list the rest of the year. Like, fool me one time, yeah, it happens. Fool me again, I ain't getting fooled again. Like, not going down that road, because they've been embarrassed the past 2 weeks.
Yeah.
They're not a good football team.
And I think that, you know, we also learned that it wasn't Lincoln Riley's fault against Kansas State.
Yeah, K-State just owns Oklahoma.
I think in that game I saw that they had, like, I think it was like 6 wins against, like, top 25 opponents
and
or something.
4 of them are against Oklahoma.
Yeah, that's insane.
Like, they just, like, some teams just own you. Like, they have your number. Like, you bank it every year. Ole Miss, Arkansas, crazy game.
Yeah.
You never know who's going to win. Like, it's just crazy. They have your number. Like, you just never know. And that's one of those games.
Did you watch any of the Tennessee-Florida game?
No, nah, that was going on at the same time Ole Miss was. Yeah. We were in the stadium. I didn't get to see any of it. But from keeping up with them, my phone throughout, Tennessee basically dominated the game.
Oh, yeah. The Hendon Hooker, he's a dog.
Yeah.
A lot better than I thought he would ever be. And I'm going to be honest with you, dude. If they stay on the trajectory, in 2 weeks, Alabama might have a ball game on their hand.
No, I think they're definitely going to. So, with that being said, like, yes, into my question here, does that attribute more to is Tennessee for real or is Florida more mediocre?
Can it be both, though?
Yeah, like, what can we take away from this?
Because, like, I do think Tennessee's for real. I do think that.
Because, I mean, they went on the road and beat Pitt, and now they have another top 25 win against Florida.
I think Florida is overrated. Now, don't get me wrong. I think that they have potential to be a good football team. I think Napier can do good things there. However, I don't think that firing Dan Mullen was ever going to be the answer after one mediocre season.
Yeah.
I think Anthony Richardson had a good game.
I think he's overhyped.
He really is. I'm going to be honest with you. I bought into that hype.
Yeah, because he's been there, 3 years now?
Yeah.
And wasn't able to beat out Emory Jones.
Yeah.
With that, and he's a typical, like, if he's what everybody thought he was, like, he should be running Dan Mullen's offense.
For sure.
Especially over Emory Jones.
Like, when Dak wasn't really running Dan Mullen's offense, he was a true freshman. And he would come in certain situations, kind of like a dude named Tim Tebow when he was a freshman.
Exactly.
There was an established starter that knew the offense, knew what to do, and we have this young, high-profile freshman that's coming into the game, and we're just going to let him, you know, do package deals.
Yeah, he's into it. Learn the system. Get a little action. Get your feet wet. And then next year we're going to turn it over.
Yeah, so I don't really.
Sort of same situation at Florida with Trask, and then they came in last year and Emory Jones beat him out.
Yeah.
So that told me sort of like, I don't understand all the hype around him. I never did. Like, he had a great game, but I mean, he hasn't been able to back that up in any of the previous three.
No. And that kind of goes to Tennessee. I think Hendon Hooker is what a lot of people thought that Anthony Richardson is, because he throws a really pretty ball. He has a great, you know, pocket presence. Sometimes his awareness is a little iffy, but he makes plays with his feet. He's doing a lot. I think he's a Heisman contender right now at this point. I mean, I get it's only like, what, week four, week five?
I mean, he's up there for sure.
So I think Tennessee, if you're asking me, am I bull or bear on them? Like, it's a bull market. Like, I'm buying. So, like, stock's high.
And they do have a tough schedule, though.
Yeah.
They have to play both Bama and Georgia.
Yeah, but they have to play Bama and Georgia every single year.
Yeah. So, they're the clear two in the East, you say.
Tennessee and Georgia? Yeah, 100%. Okay. And then I think Kentucky is the third team.
I was going to say, Tennessee's over Kentucky.
Oof. We'll find out this weekend.
I mean, because I think Tennessee's over Kentucky.
I think at this point right now, if they were to play this week,
yeah,
I would you know, bet on Tennessee to win.
No doubt.
But I think Kentucky is a blue collar, run it down your throat. We're going to control the clock.
And it's a pro style team.
We want to beat you into the ground. Yeah. And if they can control the tempo, and Will Levis is having a good game, and the defense is playing hard nose, I think that in the end, Kentucky would win it because they're controlling the clock. But then again, Tennessee, you know, can score at will.
Yeah, that's one. And we'll get a better gauge on that this week as well because, I mean, looking at it, like, not saying they're the same at all, but, like, a lot of things Tennessee does with the tempo and the high profile, trying to push the ball down the field, run it in different various ways with RPOs, like, that's the same thing Ole Miss does. Like, they're very comparable.
Yeah. So very similar system.
We'll see this week how Kentucky's able to handle that and moving forward sort of more what they would look like against Tennessee.
What do you think about the helmets?
Not a fan.
Not a fan of them?
Not a fan.
Usually you're a fan of stuff like that.
I know. I don't like it.
Wow. What Logan tell you in the group chat? You have to adapt to change.
I don't have to.
Change is inevitable.
I mean, I see what they're trying to do, but like,
it kind of came out of left field.
Yeah.
Like, oh, hey, we're partnering with Realtree this weekend for the helmets.
Give us the money, but like, what jerseys do you wear with it? Like, what's it going to look like?
Okay. So here's a good question for you. So you know Mossy Oak, right? Do you know where that is?
Yes.
Do you think State's going to try to partner with Mossy Oak now?
I mean, wouldn't surprise me. It's like the, what's his name? That comes from whatever and comes to America and does all that, like
Borat.
Yeah, it's like Borat. It's like Borat and his neighbor. I get to this, he gets to that. I get to this, he gets to that. I get to this, he cannot afford. So I don't know. That's sort of how Ole Miss and State are. Like every time we do something in football, they're gonna try and copy it.
Yeah, because didn't we start? Or I say we didn't. Ole Miss start the "This Is Our State" billboards.
I think that was Mississippi State.
You think State did that?
Yeah, that was Dan Mullen.
And then Ole Miss did the what did Matt Luke say?
You don't have
Mississippi made.
Yeah,
and then State started doing that.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, they want to be Ole Miss so bad, but they can't.
But they hate Ole Miss. I don't get it.
They do. Like, I hate them, but not to the level. Like, it's ridiculous. I don't know, but I hate the helmets. Not a fan.
All right, so I know football was on the agenda, but with the weather changing outside, I do have to, because it's such a beautiful day here.
Yes, I hope it stays like this.
I really wish I was playing golf today.
Played yesterday. It was still hot yesterday, though, so that don't count.
Did you see any of the President's Cup?
I saw the highlights on Twitter. Our man went off, though.
Yeah, 5-0.
Jordan Spieth, baby. I wish he could do this in, like, solo tournaments.
Hey, he steps up when his country needs him the most.
He really does.
He is a veteran.
Him and JT are an elite duo.
Yeah, you remember when Patrick Reed got so upset that Spieth wasn't paired with him at the Ryder Cup?
Right. They're got like, it's JT and Spieth, like, they got to play together.
Yeah, they're boys. And then, like, Patrick Reed was talking shit about Spieth earlier in that year, you know
Patrick
what I mean?
Patrick Reed sucks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, like, we're on the same page as that.
Sheer domination from the Americans, though.
Yeah, the international didn't have a chance.
Didn't miss the live guys at all.
No.
I don't think you're going to either.
No, like, I mean, who really did you miss out of that? DJ?
DJ. Maybe Matt Wolf.
Matt Wolf?
You never know.
I don't think Matt Wolf would have made the team. Maybe DeChambeau.
Yeah.
But I'm not a huge DeChambeau fan anyway.
Brooks?
Yeah, but I mean, like, in match play like that, like, he doesn't really fare that well.
Yeah, but you never know, like, going forward. Like, it's always nice to have that experience.
Yeah, but I think if you have Spieth and JT as a duo, and then you have Xander and Cantley as a duo.
Yeah. Then you got Morikawa and somebody, Tony Finau.
But like those two duos right there, like they are dogs together.
Yeah, they feed off each other. They play really well together.
And then you have Max Homa, who's just,
I love Max
Homa. Yeah, he's just a dude, you know.
Max Homa's probably become my second favorite golfer.
Yeah, I like him. Then you have Kisner, which I mean I think he picked up half a point.
I don't know. Kids just does his thing. Good week though.
Yeah. It's a good week too, even you know, you consider Pujols hit his 700.
Congrats. Yes.
Home run.
That was awesome.
It was.
Hit 699 and 700 in the same game. Conspiracy theory. Played for the Dodgers last year. Did they throw him cookies?
It's possible.
I don't care. He got it. Still got to hit it out.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. Like, I remember someone being asked that question, like, if you're on the mound and you know he's at 699, his last AB, what are you doing? You throwing him like, you know, meatballs? And he's like, I'm just gonna throw him heaters. Like, he's earned that, but I'm not just gonna serve it up for him.
Yeah.
But it's like I'm gonna
give you my best fastball, and if you get me, you get me.
I'm not gonna paint the corners. I'm gonna put them.
Here's my best fastball. You hit it, you got it. Like,
and I think that's because nobody.
He's earned that though.
Yeah, but if I'm at the plate, and this is just me and my mindset, and I'm sure it's very similar to his. Is I don't want you serving me up anything because then it's tainted. In my mind, it's tainted. Like, I don't want you just to throw me a little, you know, floater across the plate. Like,
I don't think they did.
Who do you think's gonna, like, I know your Braves, you know, they're missing the best pitcher in Major League Baseball right now.
Nah, I wouldn't say he's the best pitcher in baseball.
Dude,
but
he's up there.
He's throwing very well. It's not looking good.
Have they clinched yet?
Who?
The Braves.
No, they won't. They're still a game back.
Oof.
Game back. The Mets come into town this Thursday, which who knows where that series is going to get played with the Hurricane coming in. Like,
that Hurricane's in Florida, not Atlanta.
No, but the weather's going to move up. Like, you can't play with rain. Like, it's not. There's no dome. Like, if there's rain and perpetual rain, they're not going to be able to play that game.
They can move to the Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Yeah, but that hurts the Braves, man. Like, that home field advantage is real. Like,
if you go to the Falcon Stadium,
they're not going to play it there though.
They could,
maybe, but they're not going to. I don't know where they'd move it, but that one hurts. But like, this series this weekend will basically tell you who's going
to
win the
East. Move it to Nashville.
Who knows?
Is there a baseball park in Nashville?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Like, that's what I would do.
But, I mean, it's like a
literally minor league. 90% of Nashville's Braves fans.
It's like a minor league park, though.
So?
It's not the same.
Who gives a crap? Like, play the game.
I do.
You're not even going to be there.
No, but, I mean, it's still, like, you need that home field advantage.
If they can win, they can win. If they're the better team.
I mean, I hope they are, but you never know. Like, it's always nice to play at home because, like, they're so tough to beat in Truist, man. Like, it's ridiculous. But, like, either way, they're either going to be hosting a wild card series or they're going to be winning the division, which winning the division is very important because that means you avoid the Dodgers and the DS. You don't want to play the Dodgers and the DS. Mostly,
they don't want to see Freddie Freeman again.
I mean, I ain't worried about that. The main problem with that is they changed the playoffs this year, and now in the wild card, you have a 3-game set. So now going to the DS.
Instead of just one game?
Yeah. Now going into the DS, if that thing goes 3 games, you're throwing your 4 starter in game 1 against the Dodgers, and your rotation is off. You don't have your arms lined up, and that makes it even more difficult. Because, like, even if you have your horses stacked going to play the Dodgers in L.A., like, you're going to have to play near-perfect baseball to beat them. But going in with your rotation messed up, it's just like it's a massive uphill climb, and I don't know if anybody will be able to do it.
Do you like that new format, or
I don't like it.
Yeah, I always like the whole, hey, look, you know for a fact your season's on the line right here.
Yeah, and I don't like it strictly for the fact that, like, you have 7 teams get in. I think, yeah, you have 6 teams get in now. So, the reason I don't like it is because, like, that wild card series goes 3 games. Like, even 2 games. You're walking into a DS with your top 2 horses out. At least with the wild card game, you're walking in, okay, my ace threw that game, I have 2-3-4. Or I have 2-3 and roll him back over on short rest. Now you're looking at, like, the rotation is going to be screwed. Like, it's not fair to the team going into the DS.
How would you manage that then? Would you go out there and say we're gonna throw in 1-2-3, or would you maybe try to say we might try to mix it up a little bit?
No, like, it's win or go home at that point. It's the playoffs. I'm running my best out there to get me to the next. Like, we'll worry about tomorrow when tomorrow gets here. Like, you can't go out and try and plan and say it lines up like it if the Braves don't win the division, how it lines up. Like, we can't go into that series against the Padres and go, okay, we're going to throw 3-4 here and pray we get out to have our starters lined up against the Dodgers. Can't do that. Like, because you're still playing a great baseball team and a quality opponent. So you got to run your horses out there, do what you got to do to get to tomorrow. So I'm not a fan, but is what it is.
Hey, that's baseball, baby.
Nobody asked my opinion.
I just did.
Especially in the National League this year, which is stacked. You have the Braves, the Mets, which are going to be freaking – one of them is going to win 100 games. They both may win 100 games in the same division. So you're going to have those two teams in the National League playoffs. Then you have the Phillies from the same division that are going to get in, which in a three-game wild card set, you got Aaron Nola and Zach Wheeler. You never know what's going to happen there. And they have a good lineup with Harper back. Then you got the Dodgers, which are the clear favorites to win it all, especially come out of the NL. Then you got the Cardinals. So, I mean, it's stacked. It's way easier than the AL. The AL is a cakewalk.
Well, you know, I'm not a huge baseball fan.
But I will declare that my AL team this year are the Guardians.
Oh, okay.
They're my team to come out. Like, I would love to see them come out of the AL.
Why?
I just love the way they play baseball. They're not bought into the we're going to hit home runs and live and die by it. They don't strike out. They put the ball in play. Their bullpen is elite. They may have the best bullpen going into the playoffs in baseball right now. And their starting rotation, while not the best in the league, is very solid. I just love the way they play.
I'm a big Cardinals guy. And, like, when I say big, I mean, like, gun to my head, Chandler, you have to root for a team. It's the Cardinals.
And they got a legit shot this year.
I just hate that it's so hard to watch those games in baseball just because they're so, like, regionally televised. And, like, right now it's Bally Sports. Something that I personally like to keep up with is, like, meteorites, like, just updates on that and stuff. And I think it's – I don't remember who it was. It may have been Apple. But Bally Sports is kind of, like, in a bind to where it's not making their parent company money.
Yeah.
And that they're looking at maybe selling off, like, a majority stake in Bally Sports to give regional television rights to, you know, a different company just because they went in and bought that. And it's kind of like buying insurance after your house is already burned down.
Yeah.
Like, people are trying to move away from broadcast.
Yeah, Fox is selling it. I mean, you don't want to buy it. Like, they're not going to walk away from money.
And so maybe something like that happens. It'll, you know, because then you could only still watch it regionally, but you would have easier access to get it regionally.
And that's what I'd like.
And you can't do that right now with Bally Sports because you have to have DirecTV for it.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
So I think that's something definitely to keep an eye on to see if they'll do that. But before we get into your unnamed segment for the week, I do want to remind everyone that this episode is sponsored by our girl Blake at Carter's Jewelry of Petal. Go in, see Blake, tell the other guys from Air Raid sent you. She'll hook you up. Great atmosphere. You probably even get to pet her dog. Felix is there all the time. That's my dude. Okay.
Really?
Yeah, I'm trying to let them let me be his godfather. So if something happened to him, that I get Felix.
Interesting, but okay. You're not a big pet guy.
Yeah, but see, man, like, that's one of the best dogs on this planet.
So that says a lot.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I'm talking, like, just a lot of personality, not hopper, you know, just.
It's a good dog.
Great dog. So, yeah. If you need jewelry, you need a ring, you need a necklace, you just, hey, I screwed up. I cheated on my wife. I need something. Go see my girl Blake at Carlos Jewelry of Petal, and she'll handle it for you. Now we're going to get into Brady's segment. What you got for us this week?
All right. So if you listen to the show, or if you listen regularly, you've probably heard me refer to this unnamed person as Little Brother.
Ooh.
If you know who Little Brother is, he's quarterback for the Maryland Terrapins and younger brother of Tua Tagovailoa. Is Tulia Tagovailoa, I think. Is that right?
Yeah, Tulia.
I have seen enough I'm officially taking the little brother tag off, and he will be exclusively known as Talia now.
Whoa.
Yeah, I've seen enough. He's grown out of his brother's shadow.
Well, good for him.
He's become his own person. He's a good quarterback. He's leading that offense, doing good things up there. So that's my thing this week, taking the little brother tag off.
Well, you know, round of applause for that. Talia did a lot. That's, I mean, he did a lot. Like, he doesn't even know it, because to earn your respect like that is insane. I don't even think I have. Yeah, you know?
No, probably not. Probably never will.
Wow.
Yeah. That's it. No more little brother. Well, I'd find somebody else to bash.
Who has a little brother now, you think?
I don't know. I think Ukulele's the guy I'm going to hate now.
Oh, dude, I can't. I'm not a fan of that guy.
K-Klubnik for quarterback.
I bitched all weekend about that dude. Just like, because while we were moving, I put the Wake Forest Clemson game on the TV. Just, you know, but I didn't really sit down and watch it. And I was just like, then I was griping about, who was our dude on QB1 that went to St. John? I don't even remember his name. He went to Iowa State.
Yeah.
But like,
I see him.
No loyalty, no respect. No, and then, no. Like, that dude's just overrated.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So we're going to get into picks now. Check our board. I finally, you never brought a marker, so I had to go.
I told you to remind
me. So I had to go. I had to go buy one. Clean the board off. Got it up there.
It's not my fault.
Okay.
I haven't been in my classroom this week. Okay.
All right. So check the board.
Gotcha.
All right. You seeing the board? College football last week. Brady had a very good week. 10-5. I went 6-9. So
tough.
Yeah. Good job on that one.
Did not repeat my NFL success.
Brady went 5-0 week two NFL. And then, can anybody guess what he went this week in NFL?
Give you a second.
You guessed it, 0-5.
Ouch.
Worst bounce back ever. I went 3-2. That put us in. You went 10-10 overall. I'm at 9-11, so you're one game up. Guess what that means? That means one game up overall. I'm seeing it here. You're two games up overall in college football. I'm one game up in NFL. So you're at 34-26 overall and 33-27 overall. I love that we're getting to actually, for once, keep a record of it as we go. I don't know how we didn't do that for the two years we did it.
I don't know. Now there's going to be no excuse at the end of the year when I wax your ass.
Well, there's also not going to be I don't remember. I think, and Brady's just like, yeah, you know I beat you. You know I won. Just declare me the winner. Well, I don't really want to go through all this legal pad and count it up. So, sure, yeah.
Yeah, you knew.
So, there
That's
we go.
That's why you didn't want to do
there
it.
There we go, right there.
You knew.
One game back. I'm gonna make my statement this week.
Okay, we'll see.
All right, first up on the board, we got Washington at UCLA. UW, 3-point favorites in this game. They look like they're rolling. They look very good. Penix is up there in the Heisman talk right now. Who are we taking?
I love DTR, but I'm going to go Washington.
That's a good pick. I'm going to go UW as well. While I do like DTR, I do like UCLA as far as they've earned 4-0 for sure, but I don't think they're going to have the horses to play with Washington this week. Next up, we got Northern Illinois at Ball State. NYU is 3.5-point favorites on the road. Who are you taking?
Didn't Northern Illinois lose to Vanderbilt?
Yes.
All right, that's all I need to know. Watched somebody did some videographer went and videoed a high school team last year and follow them in Indiana, I think. I don't remember the name of the school, but they had a lot of guys that went to Ball State and played, so I'm going to roll with Ball State.
Wow, good pick. I'm going to go NIU in this one, strictly because I have absolutely no idea on either one, and that's going to be our first difference.
There you go.
All right. Next up, we got Alabama and Arkansas. Bama 17.5-point favorites in this one. Arkansas did drop about 10 spots in the polls this week after their loss to A&M.
I mean, we touched on it earlier. Like, Bama never plays good against Arkansas, especially in Fayetteville. And going on the road, like, you saw them go on the road, Texas, at the time, we thought that was a good win. Maybe. We don't know with them without Quinn Ewers. They don't look as good. Dropped another game this past week to Tech. but I can't pick against Alabama in this one.
Yeah, so here's my thing about this game. I hate Arkansas, okay?
With a passion.
But I like KJ Jefferson. He's a Mississippi boy, was not very highly recruited by the Mississippi schools. I even told you at the time, like, hey, man, this kid in Sardis, I don't understand why we're not recruiting anymore.
You did. You did.
Especially at the time, because that's when Rich Rodriguez was here, yeah. And he fits that mold. Goes to Arkansas. I do like Pittman. I do like Kendall Briles. Fayetteville is just a weird place to play.
Yeah, you got all those people calling the Hogs, and you don't understand why they enjoy doing it.
I don't. It is the worst battle cry ever.
Funny story about calling the Hogs. We went to Omaha this year. We played Arkansas the game we went to. Logan's dad was sitting there. We were sitting around Arkansas people. And at the end of the game, he was like, "Ooh, like Mike, I thought we were gonna have to fight."
not Steve getting into some trouble.
Yes, it was hilarious, bro. But
so, with all that being said,
you're going to Arkansas.
I'm going to Arkansas because I think that this is the year. Wow. I think they lost to A&M because they're looking ahead. They know that they have the horses to beat Bama this year. Wow. Crazy things happen in Fayetteville. Give me the Hogs.
Wow. I did not see that coming.
Next up, we have California at Washington State. Wazoo's a 4-point favorite in this one. Who are you taking? Also, I told you about the...
Yeah, they blew it last week.
The Washington State backdoor, the backdoor.
Golly, I don't know how they lost last week to Oregon, but I'm going to go Washington State.
Yeah, same. I think that they have stumbled upon a coaching upgrade. They look pretty good. Cam Ward is pretty good. All right. We got Oklahoma at TCU. Oklahoma 6.5-point favorites in this one, coming off that loss to Kansas State. Who are you taking in this one?
I like what TCU's doing. I like what Sonny Dykes is doing there, but I think the Sooners are too much. I'm not going to look too much in the K-State game because, like we said, K-State just owns them. Like, it just is what it is. So I'm going to roll with Oklahoma.
Yeah, I'm going to go Oklahoma also. I think the same thing. Kansas, you can't really read too much into it. That's just they are who they are. And I still think Oklahoma is a good football team, very well coached. So I'm taking the Sooners in that one. Next up, this is two teams right here that are fine to be my second favorite team. Texas Tech at Kansas State. Kansas State's 8-point favorites in this one. I like Zach Kittley, the OC at Texas Tech. I think one day he will be the head coach at Texas Tech. With that said, I like Chris Klieman, head coach at Kansas State. They run two just drastically different offenses. So I don't really know who I want to take in this one.
Who are you taking?
I'm going Red Raiders in this one.
All right, I was going opposite. Wherever you went, I'm going – give me K-State.
Should I make this winner of this game wins my heart?
I mean, if they're your top two, I mean.
But then, you know, South Alabama, I like what they're doing.
But, I mean, how much are you going to be able to watch South Alabama?
I could watch South Alabama every weekend. They play on ESPN Plus.
Okay, fair.
The question is, will I?
Probably not.
All right, next up we got Oregon State at Utah. Utah's a 10.5-point favorite in this game. Who are you taking?
Where's it at?
In Utah.
Give me Utah.
Yeah, I'm going to go Utah as well. I don't think that Utah covers this game, but I think they will end up winning it. Oklahoma State at Baylor. Baylor's 2.5-point favorites in this one. Who are you taking?
Who?
Oklahoma State at Baylor. It's in Waco.
OK State.
Yeah, look, I'm going to ride OK State too. I know this is in Waco, but I like what they're doing this year. Next up, we got Wake Forest at FSU. FSU 6.5-point favorites in this one. I don't know how the hurricane is affecting this game. I know that there's been a couple games moved to Sunday.
The Florida game's been moved.
It got moved to Sunday?
Yeah.
I would assume this one would get moved to Sunday as well.
More than likely.
So
give me Jordan Travis and the Seminoles. He is playing, so I will go Jordan Travis and the Seminoles.
Yeah. I'm going to take our boy Hartman, and I'm going to go Demon Deacons in this one. I think they're going to get it done on the road, and this is going to be a statement win for them. We got Iowa State at Kansas. Iowa State, for whatever reason, is a three-point favorite in this game. Who are you taking?
For good reason. Kansas is still unproven. They're 4-0, yes, but it's been a weak schedule. Kansas is a weak team in the past. I don't know what they are, but until they win the big game, I can't pick Kansas.
Well, I can. I'm going to pick Kansas. I bet they're going to sell the stadium out again this week. So give me the Jayhawks. All right, A&M at Mississippi State. Mississippi State's 3.5-point favorites in this game. Who are you taking? What do you like in it? And is it going to be a good SEC matchup?
I've been going back and forth on this because I don't think A&M's very good at all. But I also don't think the air raid works very well in the SEC. I don't know if they can score enough points, but I don't think A&M can score either.
Yeah.
For some unforeseen reason, give me the Bulldogs.
Yeah, dude.
I don't know why. I just feel like they're going to win.
I think at home, I think they're going to win in Starkville. I agree. The air raid kind of works one or two games a year in the SEC.
They always win when they shouldn't.
And they also have Georgia coming to town in a couple weeks. So I think this is going to be their big win. We got SMU at UCF. UCF's 3.5-point favorites in this one. Who are you taking? I think this game got moved to Sunday also. I will tell you, I'm not taking SMU. They burned me 2 weeks in a row. Give me UCF in the night.
You're going to come off of them a week early. Give me SMU.
I just, 2 weeks in a row, they had a chance to.
Give me SMU. I've been picking right on the SMU games past couple weeks. They're primed for a victory. No better. JRP can't throw. They're going to stop the run. They're going to get it done.
All right, we got LSU at Auburn. This is going to be a primetime game for whatever reason. LSU's 9-point favorites. Who are you taking in this one?
For whatever reason, it's brands. It's going to draw views. Nobody knows. Like, the casual fan doesn't know that Auburn's going to fire Brian Harsin and that Brian Kelly sucks. So, he doesn't suck, but he ain't got it figured out yet.
He ain't where they want him to be.
No, but Jaden Daniels hurt, may be out for this game. Just letting you know, Jaden Daniels may not be playing in this game. So, for that reason, Auburn's terrible. Give me LSU.
Yeah, I don't think it matters. They have 2 5-stars on their bench that probably should be starting over Jaden Daniels anyway. I like Robbie Ashford at Auburn. I think he played a very good football game last week.
But it's Missouri.
Yeah, and it's Auburn. They're dog shit. Give me the Tigers of LSU.
I'm about to say, you're going to have to clarify there.
All right, we got NC State at Clemson. This is the big game of the week. Clemson's 6.5-point favorites in this one. Who are you taking?
This game is going to prove who's the contender and who's the pretender in the ACC.
Facts.
Outside of Pitt. Because Pitt's already proven with that game against Tennessee that they can contend with a decent to good college football team. It's a coin flip on this one. I don't trust ukulele, so give me NC State. May bite me in the ass, but give me NC State.
Listen, I want Clemson to come out here and just prove to everybody in the country that NC State's overrated, that I don't understand what all the hype's about, that they do not belong in this game with the big boys, and that their name should not be mentioned in the conversation. Don't ask me why I hate the Wolfpack so much right now, but my Twitter is overrun with NC State fans thinking that they belong.
They beat Clemson last year.
Cool. Good job. This is a different Clemson football team, and I really, really want to see them just absolutely lay an egg in primetime. All right, so last game in college football, our big game of the week. We got Kentucky coming to Oxford, 11 a.m. kickoff. You're going to be in the stadium. You're not going to SEC Nation, correct?
No.
I went one time, caught a shirt. It's pretty cool.
I watched it last week.
That's where we became friends. Not at SEC Nation, but same game in the Grove.
Yeah, fair. Good times.
Mims.
Good times. But I flip back and forth between SEC Nation and Game Day. Like, they're running the same stuff Game Day had already run.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah. And it's one of those things where it's like, if you've never experienced it, go. Like, it's cool. Like, it was a fun day. Like, don't get me wrong. But if Game Day had chosen this game instead of the Clemson NC State game, which I get, don't get me wrong, I probably would have been hitching a ride to Oxford with you.
I don't blame you.
Never gotten to go to a Game Day, and it's on my bucket list.
You will this year.
Maybe.
If Logan's right, they'll be there in November for the Bama game.
Yeah. I don't know. I just always wanted to be different than the Bama game, you know? Like, I really wanted to go last year. Things did not see. It wasn't meant to be, I guess you could say.
No, I had a wedding to go to.
So, who are you taking in this one? What are the keys to the game? This is where I really wish Logan was here to kind of break stuff down also, because he always has an injury report for us.
See, I don't – like, watching – okay, Austin Keys was on the podium today for Ole Miss, this being Tuesday as we're recording. He was on the podium today, and he was asked about Kari Coleman. And with his response, I believe that Kari Coleman is fine and that he will play in this game. The big question mark is J.J. Pegues and his ankle. So that one's still up in the air for me. I think he is a complete game changer in this game, clogging up the middle, getting pressures, getting on the quarterback, especially helping stop the run. Because we look terrible trying to stop the run this week. But Kentucky has looked bad the past 2 weeks. They've struggled with lesser opponents, Northern Illinois and whoever the heck they played the week before, nobody. So I'm really up in the air. I am not confident. I'm not confident in what we have to get through this game. The offense hasn't shown me very much outside of running the football, and I really don't know if we'll be able to run the football as effectively as we have against Kentucky. I think it's going to be – a lot of it's going to be on Jackson Dart's arm, in my opinion. And I really hate our pass protection. Like, maybe we figured out how to pass pro this week. Who knows? But my key to the game is probably our run defense, as they're getting – what's his name back? Chris Rodriguez. Chris Rodriguez. They're getting him back this week. So, hopefully he's on a snap count. Hadn't got his wind back, getting back into things. So, our run defense and the passing game of Ole Miss. Like, those are my two big keys for this one.
Yes, because it's like our offensive line does a really good job, I think, run blocking. But you ask him to pass block, and it's an entirely completely different.
Exactly.
And I get that those are two very different things. But as an offensive unit, you need to be able to do both consistently.
Yeah, and the offense we run, you definitely need to be able to do it.
I think that Dart, you're going to have to find out what he's made of this week for sure.
And the gunslinger mentality scares me.
Matt Corral was a gunslinger.
Yeah, but like...
just trusted his gun more?
Yeah, but like he had been in college for 3-4 years at that point, because you saw in his first year in the system, like... the Arkansas game, the 6-interception game, like, we should have won that game.
Yeah.
The LSU game.
Yeah.
The 2-3 picks down there, we should have won that game. But the gunslinger mentality and forcing things into windows are things that a quarterback has to learn. And first year in the system, first year against SEC competition, like, you don't know what's going to happen. I'm hoping it's not going to be that way, but I foresee a pick coming in this game at some point. And I hope it doesn't cost us. But at some point, I see one coming.
Yeah. I think also you heard the whole, we have a plan for Luke Altmyer.
To transfer?
Yeah, I think what I take that as, because, you know, Kiffin says he sat down with Luke and his family and talked over things. He's the backup. And I think unless there's an injury
he's going to redshirt.
Yeah, and so that he can have the eligibility year.
Especially because it's going to be Dart's job. You got the 4-star coming in next year, so.
And I think that, you know, if you need mop-up duty, Kincaid Dent can give you that.
Yeah.
And if you were to go down, if Dart were to go down late in the season, you know, with one or two games and we're undefeated, I think that's when Luke probably looks at it.
Okay, he has to make a decision.
Yeah. And then it's, hey, I want to come back, or you can just ride it out with Kincaid Dent and see what he can give you.
Yeah. But, I mean, for this game, what are you thinking?
It's Rebels. I think that our defense did not play very well, gave up a lot of rushing yards last week. Otis is going to be out for the first half.
I don't think that hurts us.
You don't think Otis being out hurts us?
Washington played very well in his absence. Like, he was very good on the back end. Like, he gave us more versatility and coverage. Would you lose Otis and coming up and helping in the run game and the blitzes and different things like that, I think that's where you're going to miss him the most. But I think we're better overall in coverage.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying too, though. We're playing Kentucky. They're probably not going to throw that ball across the middle that much.
I hope not.
I think JJ really is going to have to be healthy for this to be a good defensive matchup, because I think he gives that defensive line a lot of energy.
I do. He does.
So, I'm going to go Ole Miss, obviously, but I do also think that it's going to be a heavyweight battle back and forth. And I think we're just going to land one more punch than they do.
I hope you're right, man. I really hope you do, because I've been back and forth. Like, Logan has wanted to kill me the past 2 weeks over this game because I am not confident. I do not believe we haven't played anybody. We played kind of somebody last week, and that may have been looking ahead. Kentucky struggling the past 2 weeks against lesser opponents is the only reason I'm going to go Ole Miss here.
Yeah, and like sometimes you can read into that, sometimes you can't.
Yeah, because they probably been prepping for us for 2 weeks.
Isn't it crazy though? I thought about this. I don't ever remember like growing up playing Kentucky. Like we played them, you know, every 4 or 5 years, like, you know, we're supposed to.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, these last 4 or 5 years, we played them. This is the third time.
Yeah,
because of the COVID year and everything.
The COVID year and then the restructure.
Yeah. And so it's almost like, crap, dude. They've kind of become our constant almost.
Yeah, and almost because, like, they've been on the same trajectory that we have. Like,
yeah.
Both 15-3 in the last 18 games. So we're both on that upward rise trying to get into that upper echelon, not Alabama, Georgia, but like, if not Alabama, Georgia, these are the teams that are going to compete to beat these guys.
Yeah, competing for those New Year's Six bowl games.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, making some noise.
They're like top contenders against Bama and Georgia, like top threats in the conference. Like those, I don't know.
This game could decide, well, because I mean, you have the Tennessee game too, but this, it could boil down to, this team may end up going to the Sugar Bowl because of the other two.
Exactly. I don't know. I see it going either way. Like, I see it going one of two ways. If we win, I think we win by two touchdowns. Because that means I think the offense is going to click. But if it's a close game, I don't know if we can win it.
I think we're going to win it. It's going to be a close game. But I'm really excited to watch it. Not only am I just excited to sit down and get to watch football this weekend, you know, like Marley and her parents are going out of town to the coast this weekend. So I legitimately have nothing to do.
Congrats.
So, and I don't say that like as a negative because, dude, don't get me wrong, I love spending time with my fiance and even her family, but there's no obligations on my plate. Like, I am just watching college football Saturday.
I'm ready for this game.
Probably going to go buy a couple steaks.
Ooh, going to be, yeah.
Yeah. So, getting into the NFL.
God, I hope it doesn't go like last week.
Well, let's see. First up, Thursday Night Football, Dolphins at Bengals. Bengals 4-point favorites in this one. Who will be taking? Tua's not in concussion protocol, according to his head coach.
Everything in me. Like, I should pick the Dolphins, but something's just telling me to go with the Bengals in this one because you never know. So I'm going to roll with the Bengals for some unknown reason.
Yeah, and just because you're going with the Bengals, I'm going to go with the Dolphins. Fair. They are undefeated. Fair. They have shown that flashes that they can play football.
I mean, after last week, I mean, you should definitely fade me.
Next up, we got Vikings at Saints. Vikings 2.5 point favorites. This game's getting played in London at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium.
What time is this going to be on?
I think it's like 8:30 in the morning.
Central or Eastern?
Central, I think. Yeah.
Okay. Well, consider.
Well, let's see. Let's see if it's. They kick off at 1 their time, so that's 1300 minus 6. Yeah. So 8.
So here's my reasoning for this one. This is the most furthest from prime time that you can possibly get. Kirk Cousins specialty. Give me the Vikings.
That's a good point. Here's the thing. I'm probably going to wake up because it's 8:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. I'm going to wake up and, you know, Sundays, I'm not a big, you know, Sunday mornings, you know how I like to do these, especially this past year. I like to watch Premier League games. I think I'd rather watch Arsenal and Tottenham play soccer than I would the Saints offense try to score touchdowns because it's that boring.
That's sad.
Like,
bro.
It's tough, man.
You'd rather watch soccer than football?
Yeah. Dude, like, I'd rather watch soccer than watch the Saints play offense.
Are you okay? Are you okay?
You hadn't seen their offense, have you?
I think I'm going to take you to the hospital after this game.
Like, it's boring.
I think something's literally they're struggling wrong with you.
But with that being said, you don't go all the way to London to lose. So, actually, Sunday.
Somebody's got to.
Sunday morning is the Manchester Derby.
Ooh.
So, yeah.
Red.
Dude, United's not going to beat City.
They are.
No, they're not.
Watch it happen.
I'm putting that to the list right now. Manchester Derby.
Watch it happen.
I'm going to go Saints in this one because they're my team. I believe in them. I'm not going to fade them. I think they're going to win every ball game. But this is just something has to change offensively because you look at Jameis play. And sometimes you think, okay, he's hurt. And then sometimes you think, oh, my God, this is the best quarterback in the NFL. And it's just you don't know what you're going to get drive to drive, not even game to game. Honestly, not even play to play. Just inconsistent. But I will tell you this. If you haven't seen how they're changing the field from the soccer pitch to the NFL field, you definitely should look up a video of it because it's pretty cool. Like, they have the NFL field under the soccer pitch. And they just kind of roll the top layers off.
Oh, that's sweet.
And then raise the bottom up.
Oh, that's sweet.
And then, yeah, it's really cool how they started doing that at those stadiums in London like that. All right, next up we got Browns at Falcons. Browns 1.5 point favorites. Who are you taking in this one?
Give me the Brownies.
Listen, dude, give me the Browns also. I'm not picking the Falcons to win a game. Actually, that's not true. I picked them last week, and they won. But I think the Browns look good. I think Chubb's going to have a good game in this one.
You need him to.
Yeah, I do. I definitely do.
Fantasy team struggling about like mine.
Yeah, it's been a rough go.
Still early. We got time to turn it around.
All right, we got Sunday Night Football here. Chiefs at Bucks. Chiefs 2-point favorites in this one. Who are you taking?
Chiefs. Brady is washed.
Yeah, I'm taking the Chiefs also. I think the you know, Bucks just depleted with their offensive weapons. Don't look very good. Give me the Chiefs. Monday Night Football, we got Rams at 49ers. 49ers, 2.5 point favorites. Who you taking?
Matthew Stafford only throws to white dudes. Give me the 49ers.
Yeah, I'm going to go Rams in this one. 49ers just looked absolutely boring the other night. Didn't really have a lot going offensively. So I'm going to take Rams.
Denver's got a good defense.
And then Manchester Derby, you say you're taking United.
Red. Not a doubt.
Yeah, dude, City just, it's poetry in motion, okay?
Okay, poetry's going to take a nail.
Like, I don't know if you saw this, Ronaldo got his face busted open the other day in one of their international play games. Like, he's not hurt or anything.
No, so he's going to be furious.
Yeah, no.
Win. Dub, easy, count no. It. Dub, count it. Don't even got to play the game, dub.
So I'm going to give you a fun fact. I know you don't care, but like the United States men's national team, because the World Cup's coming up in November. They're coming off an international break this past week. I think it's the last international break before the World Cup. So far this year, they're 0-7 against teams going to the World Cup.
Clutch.
So it's kind of time to maybe hit the panic button.
Nobody cares. And that's soccer talk.
Yeah, the soccer talk, boys. Anything else you want to add? We got our picks in, got everything. Logan, if you're listening to this, man, love for you to come on next week.
Screw it. He's not going.
There's always an open seat at the table.
He's not going to. If anybody else would like to come on, shoot us a DM. We'll see if we want to have you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not opposed to anybody coming on. Because we have a lot of acquaintances, I guess you could say. Hey, can I come on? Hey, I want to talk about this. And it's like, cool, this is when we do it. This is where we do it. Oh, I can't do it at that time. I'm sorry. I'm not changing stuff.
No, I have to be a very special guest.
Yeah, but even then, if it's a very special guest, we're not going to change anything, and we would just do it through Zoom because they'd have to Zoom in.
That's fair.
Maybe we can DM Yogi again. He'll come back on.
Maybe.
All right, well, thank y'all so much for listening. Subscribe to the podcast. Let us know what you think. Always, you can tweet us at Air Raid Sports. Love to have a conversation with you. Debate about anything. If you have any fantasy football advice, reach
Chandler
out.
Needs it.
Would love to have it because it's been a struggle right now.
You need it.
All right.